How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
She's back.
She's here now. Her sinusitis.
Slay!
Her sinusitis era is low key serving.
Love this look.
Love this stuffiness. We're here now.
We are. To episode 98
of the first season of Legends Only.
Oh, yeah, it does say.
Like, it was pointed out in the Discord that we've only technically had one season of this.
Should we restart?
There's been 98 episodes.
Should we restart after 100?
Yeah, maybe. We could call it season two. Yeah.
2022 era.
We're just afraid of the sophomore slump, so we're just always going to stick with season one.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah. We don't want it to be our second album bombing, so we're going
to... Not to name names.
Ride high on the sales of our debut.
Yeah. I'll have to look that one up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everyone, and shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you for supporting since the beginning, but also all year long now. 12 months of bonus content.
Yeah.
If you would like to support the podcast, if you love the pod and want some extra episodes, we have live chats, Salt Lake City recaps. We'll post a little list of all the bonus content you can get on Patreon.
That's right. A listening party, Hillary Duff's Christmas album.
Yes. If you would really like to get in the spirit, we have a bonus episode where we go through Hillary Duff's Christmas album that is now on streaming, Our Impact.
Yeah. I don't want to say that it was us, but it was.
Yeah. I think it actually was. Someone's lurking.
Somebody is. You'd be surprised who's listening to this. That's what I have to say.
Was that a threat?
More?
No, I was like, you had
honestly,
like,
kind of.
I was like, what?
More on that in just a little bit. But yes. So anyway, we should.
I love that song so much. It's so amazing. It's the best album I've ever heard in my life. It's so good. Never heard anything better.
Exactly.
the way I just started sweating.
You'll see.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Love a surprise.
Yes. We also have a Spotify Wrapped special episode that'll drop at the same time where we go through, as we did every year, our Spotify Wrapped results.
So if you sign up in the Legend tier or higher, you will be able to listen to us in real time go through our Spotify Wrapped, which mine is low-key embarrassing this year. So
yeah, I think I've always been embarrassing. Everything is embarrassing.
Yeah. So if you want to hear us break down our Spotify Wrapped, you can go over to patreon.com/legendsonly. But also, shout out to everyone who has been sharing on socials that this podcast, Legends Only, was
cannot believe
your top podcast or in your top five.
Right. Next to Actual Famous People. We are astounded to see it.
It's very surreal.
It is. Yeah. We were saying on the bonus episode as well, like every time this comes around, because this is the third year, we did the Britney Bitch podcast and that would show up. And then now Legends Only shows up for people or both.
Yeah, I've seen Britney podcast. She's still going.
She's still going. It's super cool to see. So thank you, everyone who sends in those snaps. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. So.
I did get a really cute DM from someone who was like, hey, what happened to the Britney podcast? It stops after 2018. Are you okay? And I was like,
No. I am actually not.
I was just like, oh, you know. But the innocence of it just... We love
a time capsule. we love a moment sealed in time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Let me tell you. What do you have? What's the character limit on here?
Yeah. A few therapists I could forward you to.
Oh, yes. But thank you everyone for sharing and posting on socials, because this podcast is literally shared from you. We have no marketing, no billboards.
That's true.
No companies, no whatever it's called.
LO Industries.
Yeah.
There's like an office in Midtown.
Yes.
With fun fashion friends flitting around, God, doing our promo for us in 73 countries.
I would love that.
It'll happen. Industries. Next year, Allegra Cole is working at reception.
Oh my God. Hi, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Just walk in. Oh, that would be so fun. That would bring me
so
much joy.
Miranda Priestly walk in, throw a coat, sit down to record. Next year.
Yeah.
One day. This was a transition year. Next year, we'll have a full working office.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we kick things off?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the sick one.
Shall we start off this episode with a quick trip around the world?
Around the world.
Pretty girls.
Pretty girls.
Pretty material girls.
Pretty material girls. Yes. Well,
we have an episode for you today.
We sure do. So let's kick it off to the UK, which is pretty much where we only visit when we go internationally.
We're going a couple places today.
We are going.
The itinerary. Let me check my itinerary bop.
All right.
Reference.
Yes.
There's two stops.
Am I a Gwen Stefani fan?
Am I feeling yummy head to toe? What? B-A-N-A-N-A-S, what?
A-P-P-L-E, what? Oh, no. Okay, we'll get there. Speaking of bananas and apples.
I know you're cool, what?
Speaking of cooling and warming.
No.
We have quite a segment right now. We're going to talk about the Great British Bake Off finale.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
It did.
And, you know, while T. Kyle's fave did not ultimately take the tray. Is it a tray? Is it a tray? Baking tray? Yeah. The glass tray.
They win.
Yeah. He did take our hearts. And ultimately, it came down once again this year. Italy is the big winner of 2021.
Yeah.
Eurovision, House of Gucci, Great British Bake Off, Italian Pride.
Yeah.
Huge year for Giuseppe.
Deserved.
Truly deserved. Stephanie Giuseppe Germanotta won that deservedly. Such a sweetheart. For most of the run was the winner.
Yeah.
Now, Chriselle, I mean,
an underdog.
Underdog.
She snatched that top three spot, queen.
She did. And then the focaccia.
Yeah.
Underbaked at my finale. And we did get Daddy Chigs in glasses, as always.
So who really won? We did.
And now, T. Kyle doesn't know about this. T. Kyle always preaches about manifestation and putting things out into the universe. And you never know who's listening to the podcast. You never know, like, what's happening. I've just sent him a video that he's going to play live on the air right now on his text messaging system called his phone.
Who, me? I'm
yes.
about to?
Yes.
What is this?
And you're just going to put the volume up and play it.
Are you kidding me? Am I going to faint on
just play this episode?
It.
I'm
just, sweating.
It's just play it. Oh, he threw
I'm
the phone.
Cry.
I
wait. Oh my god.
I just.
I don't even know what this says, but like the screen. Wait. Oh my god.
What is it?
Okay, so I'm looking at my phone, and there's a video, and it has a play button. I have to press play, but it's Chigs in glasses.
Yes.
Hey, T. Carl. I hope you well.
Wait.
Hey, T. Carl, I hope you're well. Thank you for supporting America. Mmm, the flavor.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, I did not put him up to this. It is because we have a listener who works at Great British Bake Off and was a fan and knew how much you love Chigs and told Chigs.
I'm going to faint.
He's well aware of you now.
Oh, my God.
And not only did he do that, he recorded the flavor again so that you could have it added to the soundboard properly.
Oh, oh my god.
Yeah, we did
the flavor.
I have to find the second one now, but yes, I'm sending it to you now. Shout out to Johnny, listener Johnny, knew how big of a fan you were, sent that in. He's also aware of the things you've been tweeting.
Okay, I haven't said anything bad.
No.
Okay.
He just, he saw the tweet.
Oh, no.
About you looking in the oven.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That one was so bad.
Oh, it's all here.
Oh, my God. I'm totally exposed.
All I'm going to say about that is, first of all, thank you once again very much to Johnny for being our Chigs middleman. But also, it really is a testament to the power of putting things out into the universe. If you want Chigs and glasses, you shall receive. yeah.
I can't focus.
I know you can't even put on your do not disturb now. Although I did just okay, I sent you the second one. He did a cleaner the flavor for you.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't either.
The flavor.
Oh my god.
He really got into it that time.
I can't believe I'm doing this. The flavor.
So now, now we have that. T. Kyle is just aghast right now, shaking. He's literally the
Stop,
Tyra Banks.
Don't call it out.
The Tyra Banks meme. I'm shaking, you guys. He's standing up. He's falling over.
I'm sweating.
Well, thank you, Chigs, for doing that. What a good sport.
Wow.
Uh huh. I know.
The little things.
It's the little things.
It really is.
It's
that
the flavor.
Made my whole year.
I know, you've got him saying your name.
I know.
God, that's good.
Wow, Chigs noticed.
Chigs noticed.
But like, really?
12/4/21, Chigs noticed.
Oh my god, did you change my Twitter profile? Chigs noticed 12/4/21. Nothing else matters.
Honestly, though.
Restored my faith in life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I knew you'd die. And I knew I had to wait till in-person moment, obviously, catch that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
I don't even know how we continue, but...
Well,
we're
I was
going to
say
continue.
About the finale when he was talking about his dad and saying how in life you should just go for it. Just do it because life is short. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God.
He was talking to you.
Oh, my God. I'm starting producer classes.
Yeah.
2 months.
Exactly.
I'm going to be a DJ. No, exactly. Not a DJ, a producer.
Producer.
Difference.
All right. Well, from the UK... Let's keep it moving.
What else are we even doing?
So there's some girl groups we need to discuss. Oh, yeah. Yes. All right. We've collected ourselves.
No, we haven't.
We no, not for the rest of the pod. I've thrown him off.
Mm-mm.
All right. There's a little group called the Spice Girls who...
Oh, yeah.
You can't get them together often.
Now
Mal C, slam your body down, wind it all around for a price, because Coin Masters apparently had the coin to get all four or five of them to do a questionable ad.
That little pig.
That little coin pig.
Yeah. Like the icon's just like a little pig.
The pay pig jumped out, gave our girls some coin to do an ad.
Oh, that would make sense. It's like a piggy bank.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a concept there.
Oh, yeah. I guess he's the honorary fifth member.
Since the other pig. The other pig. Show up.
A pig in a Gucci dress doesn't want to show up over here. Yeah.
I quote that all the time when I'm playing Fortnite now. I can't run in these heels. Yeah.
I honestly am shocked that, like, they had all that coin. They could have gotten Victoria. She truly does not want to do it. Like, I'm sure they offered her money too.
Oh, she truly
doesn't want to do it.
No.
Oh, God. Take the check, Victoria.
Yeah.
Take the check.
We've been through enough.
We've been through enough.
Haven't we?
One day.
Let's talk about the real pandemic.
Yeah.
The posh-demic. Showing up to the reunion.
The posh-demic. Yeah. All right. Well, it's actually one thing after another. It's a girl group pandemic because the writing was on the wall, to quote another girl group. Little Mix have called it not quits. It's not goodbye. It's just see you later.
We've heard this before.
However, some of them.
Indefinite work hiatus, right?
Indefinite work hiatus. Well,
I don't even know what indefinite means.
Until an unknown amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So they did a lovely little note with a video compilation just saying, hey, we've done this for 10 years. We're still going out on our confetti tour 2022. But after that's done, we're going to take a little break and do things we wanted to do. But it's not goodbye forever. We're not breaking up. Which I think is a nice way to put it. Whatever they decide to do.
Yeah.
I believe them. I think they genuinely like each other, which is rare in girl groups. And I think they wouldn't call it quits forever. I think they'd come back for a reunion tour. They'd do a new single somewhere down the line. I don't think it's forever. So it's more Spice Girls than it is
Fifth Harmony.
Yeah. Five coworkers show up at the same meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it was sort of inevitable. I know that the rumblings have been quite loud. Leanne's doing something solo. Jade, I think,
there's
is
Bobies.
In talks. There's Bobies. I think all three probably will do solo albums, which I'm looking forward to. I think they're great. We love them. It's been a decade. They're allowed to do their own thing. So we'll see.
I feel like them continuing as three probably makes the whole other issue worse. So like taking a break, just pausing, maybe they can all get back together and heal those friendships.
They need to come to the red table. They need to talk with Jada Pinkett.
But some time will be good for that, I think.
Definitely some time. I don't know if it's going to happen, to be honest, because I don't remember.
I thought we were sisters.
Even the Jerry split, I felt like wasn't so poorly received. And like, well, I think it's because Jerry didn't do something offensive when she left.
True.
And like H and Claire, the steps moment, like they didn't.
Well, Jerry, they all did iconic things when they left.
Right. Like, I don't think they pissed off the nation in the way that somebody else did. So anything's possible.
Mel C talked about this.
About
on a podcast,
the split.
The Little Mix split.
Oh.
She said she didn't know the specifics of the situation, but she said as someone who felt the heartbreak of a member leaving, she understands the heartbreak that they're experiencing and that the fans are experiencing, but she also understands why someone may need to leave. For the reasons that she was very sweet about it.
Diplomatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's growth.
Like she was optimistic. Growth.
Yeah. I just don't get the energy from them that they are not going to do anything ever again. It's probably just like, we need some time. And they've been going strong for a decade. Even though, in my personal opinion, I feel like they're at their peak right now. Like, I feel like they are at their best right now. They're killing it. So it's like a little disappointing, but whatever.
Yeah. They were on my top songs of 2021.
Just when TK was
am
becoming
a
mixer.
Fan?
Am I
is
a little
your
mix
heartbreak
fan?
At the what?
Just when TK was getting into Little Mix.
Actually, though, this is my fault.
They're out of the mix. Yeah. It's fine. I don't think it's forever at all. We'll wait
forever.
And see. Forever.
Reference.
Great album. Power of Four needs one more. So
Power of Three, it's not meant to be. That's the other from the reunion tour.
I think they were doing fine. I would love for them to like heal, but like actually they would have to be like a Oprah interview kind of situation or something where like they would really have to have it out, I think. Anyway. Now we're heading over to Barbados.
Yes.
Newly sexy single independent
Next
Barbados.
Stop.
Yeah. Next stop on our flight, quicking quicking, kicking the queen out of the plane. We're here. We're independent women in Barbados. She's the Avon lady. She's the she's a part-time model, freelancer musician.
Sometimes sings. Yeah, yeah.
Our legend, Rihanna. Yes. Rihanna, named the 11th national hero of Barbados. Big deal.
This is iconic.
Very iconic behavior. Second woman to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, a very iconic title.
Yes, and this is real.
This is real.
This is not just us calling her this.
Right.
This is her now global title.
The right, yes. The right, excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty.
It's what she deserves.
It's what she deserves. And honestly, I am only going to refer to her as that moving mm-hmm. forward. It's excellent, truly. The right, excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty. It was a bit of a high fashion serve.
It was.
The award ceremony.
When is she not?
I know. I know. She gave a great speech. She thanked the award. I don't know who was giving her the award, but it was all very like classy and elegant and impressive. I don't know. It was like a knighting, except we don't do that anymore. It's sort of like the Presidential Freedom Award, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that maybe. That title has been...
We don't...
It's not as honorable.
No.
These days.
No.
Coming from me. Yeah.
But
national this is like hero. They're awarding her for like actually doing...
Yeah. Doing good things.
And helping.
During the pandemic, I believe she donated millions for respirators, right?
Yeah.
And just generally being a legend and icon the moment.
The only billionaire we support.
The only billionaire we support.
The right, excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Correct.
Someone who actually does great things.
Great things.
With the billions that she has rightfully earned with her hard work and her talent and her creativity as a fucking icon.
And
she has earned those billions.
And maybe an album sometime soon. Yeah. Because then the paparazzi caught her and asked if she's doing new music. And she said, soon, soon, soon.
I believe her.
The right, excellent liar. But
I believe her, though.
I believe her. Soon.
I have a theory about Rihanna.
That she wants the world to calm down.
Yes.
I remember we talked about that.
Adele was talking about this recently where she is not going to do this massive stadium show because... Yeah. Everywhere around the world just constantly is changing what's going on. So that's why she's settling with what she's doing with the smaller shows.
Settling with Vegas.
Yeah.
And doing like selling tickets for like 5,000.
Yeah. So with Rihanna, I feel like she could do a stadium tour. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Global.
Of course. Yeah.
They're not going to invest in that from a production standpoint. Like knowing what I know about a production that's going to travel the world, you're not going to invest in that if you can't do it.
I mean, shout out to the people who went to the Steps concert, including friend to the pod, Charlie. But like literally one of them got it, then the other one got it, and then they canceled the last two dates. And now they're saying that the Scotland date was like a breakout source for Omicron.
We will not be kissing or hugging.
I mean, it's still like it's a touchy situation still if you're touring. So I get it. I get it. Anyway, congratulations. That right, excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty Rain just won't let up. Truly.
Will not.
It will not. Very legendary behavior. We love to see it. And now let's bring it back home for a sang-off.
Mm-hmm.
The
American Idol.
Yes. The American Idol. The right, excellent American Idol. And the ponytailed, the right, excellent ponytail are really... just having quite a moment together. Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson are on sort of this like unofficial joint tour right now. They've done a song together on Kelly's album. They are the voice co-coaches and they're just having a blast. And they also appeared on the Sing Off, this new show, which is a good excuse for them to promote Kelly and Ariana, basically.
Literally, it's
just the point NBC promo. They did a pop diva sing-off, which was just gay rights. It was truly, this is exactly the LGBT agenda. Ariana started with covering Britney, doing armography, as is legally required, to Oops. By the end, they were doing Whitney together, which obviously you're not ever supposed to do, but those two are capable, and they really brought the house down. It was just phenomenal. Also, I don't know if you caught this, Kelly did Alanis, You Oughta Know.
Oh, no.
She did You Oughta Know. And I was looking back and looking on YouTube. I don't think she's ever done it before. And
really?
I was like, how is this possible? Of all the, she's done Alanis. When I was watching, I was like, wow, she really does a good Alanis impression. She was kind of like putting on the Alanis-isms. Mm-hmm. And I looked back and I was like, oh, wait, she's never done it that we know of.
Oh.
It seems so like, it's like the, like, the what is it, Mandela effect? Still can't pronounce it. Where you think something happened and it didn't.
I mean, it just seems like it would.
Yeah.
Because every tour that she's done over the recent years is covers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. She's done Ironic, I think. And she's done Hands Clean, maybe. I don't know. She's done a lot. Legendary Behavior. They're incredible. They compliment each other. They don't out-sing each other. This is not VH1 Divas, but it could be.
That would be iconic.
It would be. They're a fantastic duo. And I really like, aside from like boring stands on Twitter and YouTube comments, for the most part, the general energy is like female empowerment, like go these two and not like one out-sang the other.
Right.
Which I really would like to keep it that way because I fucking hate that some people think that they need to like point out who is better at what song or like.
No.
In this situation, it's just like, no. We've got a veteran who Ariana stands and adores.
I think that's what makes it so great.
Yes.
Is Ariana genuinely loves
yes.
Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So she's having a moment
yeah.
as a stan
yeah.
of Kelly.
Totally.
And is also iconic.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's that vice versa.
Totally. And I love that. I love to see it. They clearly need to do a joint tour. They need to like do more collabs. It's just great. So thank you for your service, Ariana and Kelly. Also, Kelly's been killing it at karaoke yet again.
Oh yeah.
She did 7 rings. That's the other thing.
Yes.
A cross collab yet again. Just unstoppable.
She can literally do everything.
Yeah. Except put out an album, apparently. Although we did get the Christmas album. I think we're going to have be waiting a while for the album at this point. I don't know. Not getting the sense it's around the corner.
No. I think Kelly is the same thing with Rihanna.
Yeah. I think she also wants to feel all the feelings because I feel like she's very much in the middle of something right now, personally.
Yeah.
And maybe she's like not quite there to like make a statement about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she did a very angry divorce Christmas album. But maybe she wants to like have some more hindsight for whatever this next record is. I don't know. Just an idea. I think she's processing. I'm just totally speculating, but these things take time and I'm ready for whenever she does come through.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Ariana will have an album soon.
I would love another My December Dark record.
Obviously, that is the goal. That's what we hope. But I have a feeling that, unfortunately, I feel like maybe it could have been My December, but she's going to have a more worldly view by the end of this whole however long she takes.
I would love a double disc.
A double disc.
Yeah.
I'm mad. I'm okay.
Yeah. My December, My June.
Yes. I think we need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My April.
April sucks. My May. I feel like May is the best month.
Okay. Well,
it's not
it is
hot,
your birthday
it's not
month.
Cold. Well, yeah.
You know what she actually needs? It would be the sequel to My December is My Birthday. My January, she'll be pissed.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
January
my
sucks.
My fucking January.
Just cold.
Yes, it would be a bitter album.
Yeah.
All right, we're hoping for My January. Oh, God. Anyway. Well, speaking of my birthday month and your birthday month, somebody else had a birthday month.
They did.
What a transition. She's 40, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
And she's free.
40 and free, yes. Miss Britney Spears. Oh, I just said it like the cabaret version of... Remember on Onyx Hotel? Lady Miss Britney Spears.
Oh, that was so good.
Hand me one more time, baby.
Kelly should do that
time.
Cover.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson covering the Onyx Hotel version of
yes.
Baby One More Time
yes.
on karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Concept.
A specific reference. Yeah. Can you imagine them doing like the title card underneath of being like the Onyx Hotel version?
Yes.
Britney's version.
What's stopping
Kelly's
them?
Version. Yeah. Yes, Britney went abroad to, do we know where?
No,
we have
no idea where.
And we're happy about that. We don't need to know
I'm
where
happy
she
about
is.
That.
Yeah. She made it very clear she was on a plane.
Yes.
We got a lot of plane pictures. She is loving that private plane life. She has been for a while. Like,
as she should.
The tiny foods. She's loving the foods on the plane. And then she showed like a montage. There was a Happy Birthday Britney balloon set up. Wherever they are, it looks chic and, like, I think tropical, right? It looks like...
warm.
Warm. Somewhere we're not. And fireworks.
That was cute. A private little firework show.
Living it up and having fun. She's now doing skits. She's giving us skits. She's processing some things that are traumatic. But you know what? That I will say, it's so Britney to, like, have a sense of humor about things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, it's a bit jarring to see. Very jarring to see. Not even a bit. It's just, like, her humor through resilient knee, as we always talk about. She always, like, tends to come out with, like, a sense of humor about things that are, like, horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
As we've seen throughout the years. So she's doing some of those. There was the therapist skit, but then there was also the work from home skit about the pandemic.
Yep.
And then we got some cartoon face with Sam. We got some Sam moments. Did you see Sam's Baby Got Back moment?
I did.
That
British knee.
That truly, the British knee jumped out. And I have to say, that one and the skits, all, if you put them all together, what's coming to mind first is Chaotic, the show.
Yes.
Not in this exact same way, but sort of like she's still, to me, just as love drunk as she was on that show and giddy. That laugh is very, like, it's giving me Chaotic. She's having fun, home video, very raw, unfiltered, swearing, like all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving Cher. It's giving Chaotic. And for those who don't know what that is, that's her UPN RIP series.
Now known as the CW.
Yes, yes. Her short run reality TV series with her ex, Kevin. It's just giving me that sort of like lovey-dovey, happy vibe, which really makes sense too, because that was sort of the last, before all of this, of the past 13 years, that was sort of the last unfiltered side of her that we saw. So
that's true.
It's kind of like bridging that. There's like a bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I think the biggest takeaway is, like, she looks like she's having so much fun and happy. And that's really all that matters. So I'm very happy for her. It's been a lovely Britmas for her. And lots of love in the comment section, too. Kate Hudson sent a video singing happy birthday. One thing I have noticed is ever since the actual, like, Freedom announcement, her follower count and her engagement on her posts is...
skyrocketed.
It's like Ariana level.
Yeah.
It's like...
as it should be. She's a fucking legend.
It also, like, kind of scares me, though, because it's like all eyes on her again is, like,
a lot.
It's a lot. But I think there's a much more supportive vibe.
Yeah.
Her popularity right now is, like, especially insane again. Regardless of the noise, I think she seems really happy, and it was a successful Free by 40 birthday.
I agree.
We've got Free by 40.
Words that start with F.
Words that start with
40,
F.
Free.
Let's talk about the F word.
I don't know what word you're thinking about now.
I don't know either.
What could you possibly be thinking about?
I don't know. This is going to end up being, I feel like, one of our niche legends only inside jokes, because I feel like it hasn't traveled the internet fully. But I feel like it's going to be a mainstay here.
Yes, it absolutely is.
So Dua
already
Lipa,
on the board.
Yeah, it's rising high on the viral charts. Dua Lipa did a small, like, fashion segment where she kicked off the video saying that
she knew what she was doing.
But I think they think that the F word is fuck.
Oh,
I do not think they think it's the LGBT interpretation of the F word.
So you think the producer of the skit was like, oh, we're going to get them with the F word.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think because if you just say the F word, it still means fuck ultimately. Like, I
no,
think
not to me,
not to you. But, like, I think in pop culture, I don't know, let me know if you disagree, but I think in general mainstream straight culture, if you say the F word, you're talking about fuck. But for the...
we have to have our listeners do a little experiment here.
Go into a crowded room.
No, don't do that.
I'm going to say the F word.
Turn to your significant other.
Yeah.
Or, like, a parent, or, like, someone who's, like, a straight...
a priest.
And say, when I say the F word, what's the first word that comes to your mind? This could go so horribly wrong.
Please, yeah,
my
let
grandma
us...
Grandma called me the F word. Fabulous.
Fabulous. Okay. Please let us know what the F word is in your world.
Oh, no. Yeah.
In any case, Dua kicked off this fashion clip by saying, let's talk about the F word.
Let's talk about the F word.
Which is the only way we're going to be talking about F words on this podcast.
Oh, I will be using this many times.
The demon twink?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dua, for your service. We will see you at the future nostalgia tour in 2022.
Oh, that's right. We will.
Yeah.
Well, Dua said it, so shall we talk about the F word?
Let's talk about the F word.
It's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
I forgot to add the part on here where she says, what is it about fashion or like something?
Oh, I didn't even see further than
going.
That.
She's like, is it the drama of the catwalk? Is it the drama?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what better way to celebrate high fashion editorial than the 2021 British Fashion Awards, where Kylie Minogue performed in a lovely Richard Quinn floral head-to-toe look, looking very chic, performing the slow Love to Love You Baby mashup from the Infinite Disco from last year, which at this point needs to be like studio version. Let's get it up on Spotify. I heard that the Extended Disco is coming with the intro and outro extended versions, which she put out on vinyl. Cannot wait for that. Great for mixing, for DJing. And yeah, she did a iconic performance in front of all the fashionistas in Richard Quinn. I like it. She almost looks like she's dressed for one of those getting ready to do the 3D for CGI for a video game.
Yeah,
it's a head to toe look like that, but very cool. The whole staging of it, I thought, is like very cool and floral and bubble like dots. It's a look.
This is the one where Billy Porter showed up with all the dancers. Yep. Yeah,
in the silent red carpet intro. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Richard Quinn ended up dressing, I think, like 9 people at the event. I was looking up, like, I didn't know if he was being honored or something, but I think the florals were out.
Mm-hmm.
Groundbreaking. We love to see it. We love to see Kylie thriving. So that was absolutely my high fashion pick of the week.
Well, for me, I have...
I just love... No, go ahead.
I have a serious one.
Oh.
But I have like an... Well, no, it is. They're both serious.
They're both serious.
What am I saying?
Yeah.
The first one I wanted to shout out was, rest in peace, Virgil Abloh.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because
that is
he
a serious one, yes.
Designed some of Serena Williams.
I mean, he's
iconic.
Worked with.
Not just
truly.
Serena, but like,
yeah.
As a Serena stan,
yeah.
I learned of his work through her.
Yeah.
And then obviously I saw everything else.
I know.
So that was very sad.
It was a huge actual loss for the community.
Yeah. But just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
And then
you have some picks.
I'm setting myself up here because the way that I have to turn so far.
Yeah.
Left.
You really set up a Wendy transition there.
This is high fashion. People in Utah just don't understand.
I'm just going to let that turn the wheel.
Can't handle you.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Okay. So. Shout out to Meredith Marks from the Housewives of Salt Lake City. Fucking hell, I'm sweating. I shouldn't have done that. So Meredith Marks was wearing this really chic iridescent puffer coat last week that had the girls talking. I was trying to find it because I feel like I could wear it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is my high fashion pick of the week. And speaking of Salt Lake City. Iconic people and iconic places.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Barlow was spotted at the Madison Beer Concert in Salt Lake City.
Legends only.
Yes.
That is iconic.
I am literally shaking.
Beer cans?
Mm-hmm. Lisa Barlow is a beer can.
I don't think they have beer cans in Salt Lake. Aren't they Mormon? Aren't they sober? They don't drink or something?
Well, Lisa Barlow has Vita Tequila.
Oh,
not
well,
sponsored
because
I don't think you can buy it anywhere, but I discussed those on my Salt Lake City recaps on patreon.com/legendsonly. If you're curious about what my theory is about Vita Tequila.
What's in the tequila?
No, it's where they
sell. Oh, where the money's going.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see her ass where it ends up. Madison
like,
Beer?
I think she needs to go to jail.
God, we're getting closer and closer.
I break down all of the Salt Lake City drama on the Patreon where I can share my honest thoughts and allegations.
Perfect.
Check that out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, from Salt Lake City to TikTok.
Yes.
From Salt Lake City to Swipe Up City. We are here for a little bit of TikTok talk.
TikTok talk.
The girls are talking.
Let's talk about the F word.
Bring it back.
Well, it's appropriate because somebody else is saying the F word. Miss Calandria Rowland, if you did not see this movie, you might have no idea what we're talking about. Oh, we should play the... Well...
I don't know. Just look it up.
Look it up. Jason versus Freddy.
Because I don't want Kelly to get canceled for this.
True, true, true.
So I was debating. I was like, do I bring this up? Because some people will be like, oh my God, I can't believe Kelly Rowland said the F word. Like, shut up.
Well, even better is I heard she improvised it.
Oh no, really? So she shows up to set and she's like, hello everyone, from here on out.
Let's talk about the F word.
Maybe really? It's only a rumor, but I had heard that she had improvised it. Oh, I'm looking it up. I don't want to start
We're
that.
We're Kelly Rowland canceled on here.
Yeah, it floats around online anyway that floats around online that it was like an improv thing, but I don't. And I hope it is. To be honest, I hope it was because she was doing character work. Her character was homophobic. She was deep in the trenches of doing character work. Honestly,
she's an actress.
She is first in line to call me the F word. I do not care. I am not offended. And
well, how can you listen to Commander and not be?
How can you? Exactly. So in the movie, she calls Freddy the F word, and it's the
stuffs
sound
him in a trunk.
Yeah, and the sound is now trending.
Yes. So I was thinking it was very funny because we talk about all this stuff, and then Gen Z, like 10 years later, it goes viral. Like Hillary Duff doing the dance.
Yep.
This.
Yeah.
Literally everything that trends on TikTok. If you've been around on Tumblr, you've seen that 10 years ago.
That is true.
Everything is cyclical.
It's true. And now I have to look up if it was...
And it's cute to see like Gen Z when they trend something and they think that they discovered it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweeties, our old asses have been reblogging this since 2013.
Oh, exactly. I know.
It's not that way anymore.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, I'm going to look that one up and see. But in any case, so that's
going to be a headline.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Kelly
Rowland improvised the F word on set at Freddie Mercury movie.
Freddie Mercury. No, not Freddie Mercury.
Oh, did it? Freddy Krueger. Oh, no. It's a game of telephone gone
this
wrong.
Is. Well, that's probably a crossover from when I went out with friends in tank tops and they called us the Freddie Mercury crew.
Let's talk about it.
Literally, for many reasons, that is correct. Anyway, am I a Nicki fan?
Oh, this is
my
the
favorite
TikTok of the week.
Yes.
Month, possibly the year.
Are you a Nicki fan?
What? Am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What? What?
Michael Rapaport is hosting Wendy Williams. And he's interviewing Wendy, Dr. Wendy, from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how Nikki was the guest host for an episode.
Yep.
And, yeah, we get this moment. So I think what's so funny about it is the crowd erupting into cheers.
Yeah.
After, like, that is the funniest.
Like, she did something.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, my God, she's going off.
It's so funny. And now all the memes after it.
Yeah. And the what is like the intention behind that is like, oh, I could keep going.
Yes. Yes. It's so layered.
It's very layered.
It's like, I did that. And do you want more?
Do you want more?
And the crowd just cheering.
What? Am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What? What?
It's really good.
It's also one of Nicki's like most iconic, if not like her most iconic.
Yeah.
Rap
verse.
Lines.
Right.
Verse.
Like it exploded once Adele did it on Carpool Karaoke as like literally everyone knows this verse.
Yeah.
So it's even better.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What? Y'all want to... What?
No.
It's so good.
And now you can apply it, as many stans have been on Twitter, to all of your faves.
Yes.
And all of the tweets have been just so fantastic. Oh my God.
My favorite one was from user at HeyJ, HeyJayeee, mm-hmm. who is one of the funniest people on Twitter right now.
True.
Shout out to Jay. Said, am I a Judy Garland stan? Bang, bang with the trolley. What? Sent me.
It's excellent.
It's so good.
We will probably be quoting that forevermore as well.
Oh, this one's going to stick.
It's also very, it's in the same vein as Ava Max saying her favorite Elton John song is all of them.
Yeah.
Am I an Elton John fan? Goodbye, Green Brick Road. What?
Am I an Elton John fan? I had one sign. What?
No.
Oh. Anyway. I can't. It's
Thank
so
you,
good.
Dr. Wendy.
Yes. Oh, also on TikTok this week, the mashup that is now taking Twitter by storm.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitter gets it late now, but...
A little behind.
A little behind. Basically, the whole joke of Adele's album was like, oh, it's not going to trend on TikTok.
Yeah. She's like, TikTok what?
TikTok what? TikTok who? Yeah. I believe is what she said. And the girls found a way. It started off with her singing Water Under the Bridge, set to Megan Thee Stallion's performance, mm-hmm. I believe, of Body. And now everyone's doing Megan's choreography to her song, set to Adele, Water Under the Bridge, which is from 25. And my whole thing about this trend is like, you got the wrong album. Like, this isn't even the album that she's trying to sell right now.
Yeah.
It's very brandy, but we need the audience to buy the album.
It was like, a very random performance.
Yeah.
It started trending, but
yeah,
that's what makes it so great.
I mean, that's the whole thing about TikTok. That's why like an 11-year-old Miley Cyrus ballad is going to top the charts because of TikTok. Like, I just found it so funny that like they almost got it right. They should have just taken a performance from the Oprah special mm-hmm. of a 30 song, but instead they were just like, I'll just do a 25 song.
I think what it might be is the lighting is the same on the two performances. So it literally looks like they're on the same stage.
It does. I mean, it's a great mashup.
It's like that golden.
Especially like they put in a Megan verse also like later somebody edited that in and that's good.
But I love the shot where it goes back to Adele and she's just like,
the,
blows her a kiss.
The flavor. it's true. That one's definitely doing the rounds for sure. That's a TikTok talk. And Adele's been having quite a moment, actually.
Yeah.
She's also heading to Vegas.
She is.
You know, poorly hidden. We kind of knew this was coming for months. So all the like Vegas daily blog sort of like reports were coming in. Weekends with Adele, which that's a title.
It's a concept. It makes sense to the point.
They literally,
like, 30.
Like the booker at the venue was like, what is this going to be? We're doing weekends with Adele.
Saturday.
And then somebody accidentally just wrote it as the title.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. It could have just been called Adele, period, honestly. It doesn't even need anything. We stan. It'll be incredibly expensive, I'm sure. The wait list, the fighting to get in, like as a verified fan on Live Nation and all that shit.
You gotta go through. Yeah.
Good luck.
That should be the Live Nation website now.
Yeah.
Are you an Adele fan?
Yeah.
Am I an Adele fan? Hello, what? It just gives you a lyric that you have to click.
Yeah.
And then the button just says what question mark and you hit send. Yeah. Someone's going to do that now.
Oh, I'm sure.
The new CAPTCHA.
The new. Are you a Nicki Minaj fan?
Select the squares that have streetlights.
I'm excited for her. You know, that's a steady gig. Our faves have all done it. Almost all of them.
Our fave set the trend.
For the pop girls, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would except
invented.
True. Except my like my thing with Adele doing it is like Celine did the damn thing like for the singers and Elton. You know, that was the like Vegas before Britney and Gaga and all that was like singers, like big vocal performances, really. And
what
then
are you
it
saying
became,
about the experience?
I, oh, you know, it was like not so much about choreo and all that. And like now it becomes like a pop spectacle, which is amazing. But it for like Adele to do it is just very like, that makes sense. That's mm-hmm. Vegas.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic Vegas.
Yeah.
The Coliseum.
Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which means she'll meet Celine again and they'll hang out.
Celine's delayed now, right?
Yeah, she had illness, so she's delayed. Adol is here, and yeah, Adol is from Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. Catty is starting soon. Play, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know that these Vegas show titles—they're not sending their best. They're not sending the best title creators.
Katie Musgraves, did you see the promo?
Very Katie Musgraves. Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody was listening to Starcrossed when she came up with those.
Casey Perry,
Casey Perry, yes.
It was kind of a serve, though.
Oh, yeah. Her Casey era is low-key serving, for sure. Yeah, all the girls are about to start up Vegas. And then Adele showed up on YouTube. I mean...
She did.
Nicki tutorials.
This shade is so good.
Me watching the entire video.
Nicki won. She kicked off the year with Eurovision, which is like bigger than the Super Bowl, the eyes on that. And then to have Adele be on your fucking channel. Am I an Adele fan? Goodbye.
Yeah, this was major.
Yes, extremely major. She did the Power of Makeup, which is what Nicki, I don't know if people know that. Like Nicki is first famous for the Power of Makeup, where she did side by side, like, mm-hmm. the glam potential of makeup and then like what her face looks like without it. And so I think that's they ordered another round of that.
Right. And was making a statement that makeup can be fun and is an art form, not someone trying to, I don't know. It was like a body positive.
Yeah.
She made points. What the point is. I know what the point is. I understand what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She made a pointed eyeliner.
Yes.
Yes. She made all the points, and she's truly just won. I feel like she has broken out of, like, YouTube MUA completely. Like, she is a celebrity now. She is, like, the moment. She's killed it. We stan Nicki. And she got some good bits out of Adele that made the headlines. She got to ask her about Real Housewives,
mm-hmm.
which Adele said would kill her brain.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
But I, to that, would say, try Salt Lake City.
Well, did you hear her say she watched an episode of Jersey?
And I need to know which episode.
She said they were all killing each other, and I'm like, you gotta be more specific.
Yeah, it's either, my prediction is either The Last Supper.
Yeah.
Season one, right, at the table, or Country Clubbed season two, yeah, where they're at the country club and she's chasing Danielle out of the, so I don't know. We'll see.
I know. When killing each other comes to mind, it's like the most iconic parts of Jersey come to mind.
Yeah.
So,
or the reunion where Teresa threw Andy. It could be that.
I almost think it's a reunion. I don't
know. Oh, I want to know which one it is.
In any case, Teresa's throwing something. We need to know what she threw. I wanted to get the reactions from Jersey OG members knowing that Adele watched. Because that's iconic.
Oh my God, I love that song. Hello.
Hello is all it takes.
Yeah. Literally. Adele covers Gia. Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
No, real close featuring Adele.
Honestly, she could.
She could sing real close.
Yeah.
She could.
She could not sing it like Danielle.
No,
she
cute next to gorgeous. Gorge is going to eat up cute every time. Yeah. But she could try.
I can't wait to grow up. Adele's 12.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Well, we did get some new songs this week. I was also
going to shout out Nicki.
Oh.
Just for being a great interviewer.
That's the thing. She managed to get makes people comfortable. Mm-hmm. She gets some good tidbits out of them.
Could you imagine interviewing an icon like that and having to do a fucking winged liner?
It's a lot.
And touch their face?
That's a lot.
Yeah. I would freak out.
I will say, I would be more scared to do Gaga than Adele, though, because I feel like Adele is your friend. Like, in every single...
I'd be so scared.
I wouldn't not be scared, but she did Gaga, too, is the thing. That is crazy to me. Even though both of them do give you that warm energy of, like, it'll be fine no matter what you do to their face, because...
They're also probably just so used to having people touching their face that it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would be shaking.
T. Kyle does Roz's makeup. Oh, on the next LO.
Could you imagine? Shakes is like, can you hold this pan for me? I'd be like, oh my God. Breaks the oven.
That'll be the next step on Patreon, Baking with Chigs.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. Nikki really won.
She did.
So. Smells like paper mache. Shouted out her product.
Yeah. I mean, excellent.
That was also so smart, too.
To include her product?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna prime Adele's face with my own products. A slay.
Go watch that. It's like 20 or 30 minutes, but it's a great little interview.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki's very talented, and Adele's very forthcoming, as she always is, with her thoughts and feelings. And she says, I drink wine videos coming. It's gonna be campy.
Oh, yeah. Now we just need Jaclyn Hill to collab with Xtina.
Oh, they're made for each other.
Yeah, that would be... they literally are each other.
They are. More on her later.
Who, Jaclyn Hill?
No, Legendina, but both.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? New single?
But we do have some new singles, actually.
We do.
You know, this one might as well have been lumped into TikTok talk because it's a bit inescapable right now.
It is.
Especially if you're a member of the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you sing it?
My coconuts.
The flavor.
This is literally... what I would sing about if I was a queen of pop.
I was thinking that.
Bouncing up and down, tits naming out. Them. Everybody loves the twins.
Yep.
I mean, this is literally the girl that I posted on Instagram shaking her tits. This is her music video.
Yeah. This is extremely you behavior.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Kim Petras, Coco Nuts is out for your streaming enjoyments. If that is something you are into.
Me.
Yeah, that's all I'll say. But also, it's an intelligent move because she performed it at the EMAs and it took off as a viral sound. And it was not going to come out until Q1, January. So they sped that up, as they should. Because the next few things we'll talk about, capitalizing on the success of a song going viral.
Yeah, it was smart.
Yeah. So yeah, the coconuts are out. Also one that's out and inescapable.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Madonna is throwing up and punching the air right now.
As she should.
Yeah.
Her coconuts. Her coconuts were out.
Yeah.
Under that bed.
They sure were.
But.
They sure were. We got a song here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Material Girl. From Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana.
A
also,
TikTok icon.
Having a moment.
I went through the discography.
Yeah.
Walk. And I was like, bop.
When you walk, walk, walk. Like,
bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Saucy Santana.
Millions of streams, too. Deserved.
Oh, on Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it translated over from TikTok.
Crazy thing. Used to be, started the career as a makeup artist for City Girls.
Wow.
And
iconic people and iconic
places. Iconic people, iconic places. Walk 'em like a dog and recurring guest on Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Okay.
And Material Girl, Walk, and here we go. Like, viral challenges on TikTok are happening. Material Girl is something that has plagued my brain for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, I
as long as I've been sick. Yeah.
Everywhere.
I wake up. Material Girl.
Yeah.
Material Girl.
When I walk to the park, now that everyone's shopping, I always see these women with like their blown out hair and their big sunglasses holding all their bags. And I look at them and I hear Material Girl. Their fake tans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Want to be up there. I want to do that.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Material Girl is everywhere. And speaking of the Material Girl.
Oh.
Madonna herself. Finally, and I don't know if this was her doing, but at least it's been approved to be on her channel or whatever on Spotify.
I think it was.
Yeah. The Frozen remix that went viral like 6 months ago is finally up on streaming if you want to check that out.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's like a down-tempo 2021 remix, Frozen. Get into that. Give her a stream. She needs it.
Indie artist.
Indie Chanteuse. She's under her bed looking for pennies just to make ends meet.
Trying to find someone to finish that biopic.
Yeah.
Looking for a rat under the bed.
No, she does live close to Joanne's Trattoria. But yeah, so we have that. And then finally,
I'm obsessed with her Instagram now, by the way. She has redeemed herself.
Well, where, what, like, what about it? The like oil painting style Photoshop?
It's very it's surrealism. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At this point, it's like truly bordering onto who we'll talk about next, Grimes, of like CGI avatar.
Yeah. Like people that drag her for it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if that was me, I would do the same thing.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are Madonna.
Thank you.
So
I feel like she's always going to be an artiste in what she does to a point of pissing everybody off. And if she wants to make herself an oil painting, then that's what she'll do. At the end of the day, she does do live shows still and stuff. We know her face, like when you actually see her perform, but she wants to present certainly that W feature or V or W, the magazine shoot recently, which was like truly an oil painting. It's like,
but it's good. I love retouching. I think it's gorgeous.
It is an art. She looks like fairy like, which is why it's funny to bring up Grimes next, but she looks like almost like fairy esque.
Her next era should be a robot with tits. Like she
Fembot era.
Goes full like, I'm Madonna, I'm too old now, so now I'm gonna transform into, oh my god, wasn't that an episode of Black Mirror? Yeah,
well, I mean, we are discussing holograms and stuff now, so does make
that
sense.
Would be fucking cool.
That's true.
That's a whole concept.
That's a concept.
She could do this whole thing where like she's too old now, so she has to like go in a coffin. She could play in that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they called me too old. So she comes back as this indestructible robot with tits.
It's possible. One thing about Madonna.
Material girl.
Don't ever tell her to stop.
No,
I'll tell you that.
She will.
Never will. She's going to be kicking and screaming on stage in short shorts, panties, whatever.
CGI.
That's gonna happen. Like, she is not gonna like do what you want her to do, basically.
And I love that.
I love it. She's such a bitch.
As she should be.
Yeah.
B-I-C-T-H. B-I-C-H-T.
An unapologetic B-I-C-T-H.
New album bicked for real though.
I know.
Do we think we're gonna get one?
Yeah.
As the Madonna stan?
Yeah, I do. I think she just has to do the biopic first, which
can't they go hand in hand?
Maybe. Can't that just go sweep under the rug? I don't want the biopic anymore.
I would love Madonna to go melodic deep house.
She should go electronic.
That's my prediction, actually.
Veronica Electronica. That's a reference. Yes.
I think the girls are going to go melodic deep house next. Progressive house.
I hope they do.
I think I'm ahead of my time.
I sincerely hope they do.
Predicting it now, I may be wrong. I probably will be. But if it does, in fact, become a trend, you heard it here first.
Well, let's hope she moves to somewhere else. I hope she moves to Ibiza and she's inspired by like club culture there.
Yeah.
She goes to Paris's Glitter and Diamonds show.
Lohan Beach Club.
And she's like, wait a minute. Yeah, she goes to Mykonos.
That's how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch.
I hope she's inspired. Oh my God. Saucy Santana Madonna.
Let's talk about the F1.
Saucy Santana Madonna. The mashup.
I mean,
ready for it.
Why can't we like
creative direct
work for like,
I know she'll hear it. We manifest things on this podcast. Clearly.
Yeah.
She's going to send
Madonna,
in a 5
is that
second...
you?
Yeah. But I was going to send in a 5 second video calling us an F word. I would live. Oh,
soundboard added.
Added. Oh my Lord. All right. Well,
I still can't believe Chigs. I'm just thinking
I can't
about
believe that happened
again.
In the same episode. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of another legend, I thought you were about to cue something up.
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. Oh. Then you reminded me that people listen to this, so okay. I'm just going to sit here with it.
Miss RuPaul Charles is here.
Oh, you skipped.
I see why you were like confused at first.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did. I did skip. Yes. I wouldn't quite call Grimes a legend at this point. However, she is intriguingly more fascinating than ever, having dated the most wealthy man in the world. Player of Games is her new song. She's going trance. I'm loving that.
I'm going to shock you because you know what my opinion on this is?
Uh-oh.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, I think this album is going to be incredible. It's all dance so far. Like, she's going for like late 90s, early 2000s, trance, Anjuna beats, Above and Beyond. Like, I'm getting all of that and I'm living. So, loving that. She's dragging her ex, her semi-ex, who wants to go to space and be a player of games. And she's just there with baby XEAI22.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Password generator baby.
Baby B-I-C-H-T. Two.
I mean, it's so weird to be a fan of her going from like indie, you know, bedroom pop maker, Pitchfork Festival, whatever, to like holds the keys to the universe, sort of. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a journey.
It's been a journey. And like her social media presence has been problematic, and her like rambling about radical utopia and all of that. But I'm endlessly fascinated. So we'll keep on watching. But I will say that the music has not faltered for me. I love it.
Did she sign a prenup?
I don't. Well, they didn't get married.
Oh.
Yeah, they just had the Bobby. So XEAX22. So I don't know.
Because that would be kind of iconic if she literally stole half of his.
I know.
We stand.
We do stand. That is a radical distribution of his wealth. Yeah. For sure. But yeah, I'm just watching to see what she does. Some really cool anime, CGI, metaverse shit right now. It's very cool. So I'm into her visuals. Hack Elon's accounts and give us the passwords.
Literally.
Anyway.
Distribute the wealth.
Yeah.
Speaking of metaverses, quick.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to BT's new album.
Oh, yeah.
Metaversal,
mm-hmm.
which surprise dropped
like
2 weeks ago. I didn't even catch it until last week.
I know.
Very good.
Very
experimental, trancy.
I know. The EDM boys are all getting into NFTs and crypto and stuff and metaverse stuff. And I'm like, I'm watching. I don't know how to participate yet, but I'm interested. Speaking of avatars, living avatars and legends, she's here. She's taken over her Instagram more than ever. Her TikTok, RuPaul Charles. 3 for 3, in my opinion, from this new era, this new Mama Ru album incoming.
Oh, it is. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know the flavor in that recording studio. This song, Catwalk, which is rumored to be the season 14 runway song, or at least be part of season 14. She did it again.
She really did.
She did it on us.
And I see everyone commenting. They're like, what the hell happened? Why is RuPaul making bops?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, welcome.
Am I a RuPaul fan? Put the treble in your walk. What?
Am I a RuPaul fan? Slay your world. What? That's deep. No one's going to get that.
Oh, my God.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 6 second.
Slay your world.
Holiday. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, this one is a bop yet again. So we've got, what are the ones in order? We have Blame It on the Edit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm going to kill myself.
Work. Isn't it called Work?
No,
it's that's called the most repetitive part of it.
Yeah. Just what they want.
Yes.
And then Catwalk. So, Miss Rue, whatever you're doing on TikTok and in the studio, it is working.
It is.
I want to see you work.
Absolutely working.
Work. Mm-hmm. We also got the season 14 reveal.
We did.
Which had some highs and had some lows and had some interesting chatter on the internet. You know, I
as always
I participated in the shade. Now, did I see the dragging and participate? I did. But you know, we have our first ever give it up for her straight white man participating on Drag Race US.
Locals.
I will say the drag is good. I did the research. Funny. Has a sense of humor about it. Is it ideal? I'm not sure.
Is anything
ideal? No. There is more diversity represented within the cast. I would love to finally see a drag queen king, in my opinion. I would love to see different versions of drag that aren't just like sort of what we've seen on Drag Race. So I would love like a drag king to break into this at this point. It's happened on Dragula. I just think there are other ways we could go of like interesting twists before we get to the inevitable white straight man, which feels like the final frontier and also feels like the last thing we need to concern ourselves with. I don't really want to like see people defending it. I'm not opposed, but I'm also like, ugh. Like he does seem to be a good artist.
Yeah, the drag is good.
Yeah.
The art is good.
Yeah. It's just like, is he going to partake in the top and bottom jokes in the workroom?
Yeah, it is also that point of a Drag Race season where the Meet the Queens come out.
Yeah.
They're looking to make a scene.
They are looking to rattle.
To get everyone talking about it.
Uh-huh.
You think you know a queen from the Meet the Queens. They go in and they are eliminated the first episode.
Yeah.
So for me, it's too early to tell.
It is. I just, sort of the spirit of the show is queer, so I guess I have some reservations. I don't actually care. I'm not actually mad or anything. Like, there are people who are actually fighting on the RuPaul channels about it, and I'm like, nothing in life is this serious. But it is sort of interesting, because it's like, all of the jokes are about being gay or being queer of some way. I guess this will, we'll see how it plays out. There was, I know there was one on UK, but he was out before we knew it. And there was one, a straight guy on Dragula, but Dragula's just a different beast. I don't know.
I think it'll make for interesting...
Could make for an interesting...
Conversations.
Yeah, those are happening.
Let's talk about the F word.
Let's talk about the non-F word. Not that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the non-F word in the room. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
We will.
Season 14 reveal just happened. Sort of like a... What'd you think of the... Did you look at any of it?
I did.
It was sort of like a pinball arcade.
I'm very... I don't...
They're not beating the early promos for me.
I'm just going to say this.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little biased here because I used to work on it.
Yeah.
But Carly and crew
that
I used to work with, like season 4.
That promo. The space one.
Everyone talks about that one.
Like, I don't think it's not being beat.
No.
It's not even near that.
There's also something about these new sets where it's so bright, it looks cheap. Like, it's almost like day drag.
Yeah.
Turn the lights down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little, I don't know. I can't describe it.
Yeah, the early season promos for me are still where it's at. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no promos anymore.
Right. I don't know.
Well, it's just how the announcement is now. Like, now they do a full hour special. They enter it for Emmys.
Yeah, they do.
It's a whole, not political.
Rigmarole.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Versus doing, like, one 60-second spot. You're not going to get an Emmy for that.
Yeah.
But these hour-long specials get Emmy noms now.
And I know that they're looking for any single possibility of a catchphrase, of a boop, a moment. Because at the end of the day, All-Stars 6... Scarlet Envy's,
is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Maybe I am. Am I the villain? I don't think I'm the villain.
Like, that went all the way up to Gaga. Gaga did a like lip sync to that, and that was during a Meet the Queens. And it's like, okay, well,
yeah,
I know they're thirsty for any possible viral moment here, so they'll do a full hour to like give you a choice of something to snippet out of here.
I didn't even know that was from Scarlet Envy.
Yeah, that was just her saying
the drama.
Am I the drama of the season? I'm not the drama.
From a Meet the Queens?
That was just from an All-Star 6 Meet the Queens.
Wow.
They asked her if she's the villain of the season or the drama of the season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just how organic that was. But now I have a feeling because of that, like, they'll start trying to like really catchphrase every single fucking moment that they're on a show. Well, that about wraps up the songs of the week because, you know, we're in what's it called? Uncanny Valley, wherever, no man's land of in between Thanksgiving to New Year's, where things just sort of blur together.
Terrible.
You feel like a ghost featuring Fifi Dobson. You don't really know where you are.
Underneath the tree.
But you know who is giving us something to look forward to is Legendina.
Oh,
Material,
yes.
Legendina.
Well, we have awards coming up.
We do have awards.
So
we have the LOs.
They're coming soon.
Very soon.
Episode 100.
Yes.
Get ready.
Get ready, girls. Material girls.
But something else that is going to be soon awarded is the first ever Music Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Where Legend Tina will be gifted with the honor and performing a medley of hits.
And I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard Becky G is doing the one inducting her.
Oh.
Iconic. Iconic behavior. Pamis muchachas. Legendary. I'm ready for this medley. I mean, is she going to do Genie 3.0?
I don't know. There's so many options.
There's so many. If it's a people's choice.
I'm thinking of the AMAs medley.
Okay.
Iconic. Lotus intro. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
Oh my God.
Into Let There Be Love. Army of Me when she's in the trailer.
Well, I can think of two different ways. Number one, she might say, okay, this is People's Choice Awards, therefore I need to do this for the locals and do the local fantasy.
We'll get an experience.
Or she'll experience and be like, they only want Bionic and Lotus. I know it. Oh. And she'll do that. We'll see. But
I think she's going to repurpose the mixes from Ladyland.
That would be the best.
Because they were a good local fantasy remix moment.
And speaking of, that was streaming.
Yes.
Yes. Moment House.
Don't fuck with my vocals, motherfucker. They kept it in.
I love that they kept it in.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, legend.
It was really good.
It's an impressive shoot. Like, the footage of it is like, okay. This moment
it was too short.
Yeah.
But it was good. I also love that you could hear everything.
How long was it?
Like 35, 40 minutes, if you shaved out the extra. So probably like 35.
Yeah.
But I loved that you could hear the mixes in HD. Because obviously being there, all I heard was F-word screaming. And you could not hear the actual like grittiness of the remixes. But like Genie, Fighter, Can't Hold Us Down has a whole new beat. Ugh. It's so good.
Well, let's hope that Underneath Our Tree is a Ladyland EP. I mean, I would love
she should do
mixes.
It.
Oh my God.
They're all so good.
I know.
Like very rich production.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The flavor.
We stan.
Yeah. Wow. What an action-packed week this has been.
Yeah.
We've got more on the way. We have the lows, the highs and lows.
We do. We're winding down
somebody,
the year.
Somebody tweeted like this year was full of I don't want to see anybody say this year was full of highs and lows. What highs? Like what? It was lows and lower lows.
Yeah. I'm going to have to think about that when I honor my low award winners.
Yeah. We'll have to think about that one.
Coming soon. Mm. In just 2 weeks.
In just
the
2 weeks.
The lows.
The lows. The most highly anticipated award show of awards season.
Our 100th episode.
100.
The timing.
Weeks on the chart.
We really didn't even plan it like that.
No, we didn't.
The universe just said.
Yeah,
here.
Ask and you shall receive. Oh my God. You know, times are rough.
Tonight I'm feeling a little.
Tonight I'm feeling a little stuffy.
Yeah.
Congested.
It's getting so dark too. I'm like, it's only 4:30.
God, don't remind me.
Let's talk about the F word.
4:30.
I hope that everyone's out there staying safe. Wearing a mask, doing all this shit again. Socially
She's
distancing.
Starting.
She is starting.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in for another episode of Low.
Yeah. And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What? What?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.